This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Age again is again playing a big role in the presidential race after yesterday's special counsel report called out issues with President Biden's memory. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The report calls the 81-year-old a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
My memory is fine.
He lashed out at the report yesterday, but while doing so,
President of Mexico, Sisi.
He's actually Egypt's president. The report underscored some voters' concerns about the president's age and mental fitness, and those of Donald Trump.
Nikki Haley is in charge of security,
who last month appeared to confuse his GOP challenger with former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
He's a little confused these days.
Haley said it's time for the older gentleman to take a seat.
The first party to retire its 80-year-old candidate is going to be the party that wins this election.
Trump had his own retort.
I don't mind being 80, but I'm 77. That's a big difference.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has used an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson to urge Washington to recognize Moscow's interests and persuade Ukraine to sit down for talks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Putin said in the interview aired Thursday that Russia stands ready to negotiate a potential prisoner exchange that would free Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. He was detained in March on espionage charges he denies. Most of the interview, though, focused on Ukraine, where the war's nearing the two-year mark. Putin repeated his claim that his invasion of Ukraine, which Kyiv and its allies describe as an unprovoked act of aggression, was necessary to protect Russian speakers in ethnic Ukraine and halt its accession to NATO. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional stories, visit VOA.